Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Fox News host Bill Hemmer challenged the Democrat National Committee spokeswoman over recent rule changes that removed Hawaiian Representative Tulsi Gabbard from participating on the debate stage this coming Sunday. Gabbard, who won two delegates in her home territory of American Samoa on Super Tuesday, is the only woman left in the 2020 Democrat race. The response was, you don't need one, you don't need two delegates, you need 1,991. Now, whoever is on the path of getting those delegates, we made sure that we had a criterion that is fair and to make sure that people who are viable for the presidency and for the nomination are going to be on that. So the DNC is making up its own rules as the primary season advances. Let's be clear. Representative Tulsi Gabbard has no chance of becoming the Democrat nominee for president. It's not going to happen. However, she has brought a point of view to the race that no one has been willing to talk about. Tulsi Gabbard is a member of the American military who has served in the Middle East. She has firsthand experience in the American effort to democratize Afghanistan and other Mideast countries. She believes that while our intention is honorable, the actual goals are misguided. And she's right. After Russia spent many years trying to defeat the Taliban, they lost the battle and eventually were forced to vacate. It wasn't long before the U.S. decided that we could get involved in this overblown tribal conflict and we could win the war. The U.S. politicians believed that because we had good intentions, we could democratize the Middle East. That is, we could bring American-style democracy to countries that have for years relied on violent efforts to change controlling hands. After 20 years, it's apparent that we are fighting a force that has been long embedded in life far from our borders. Gabbard's disagreement is with American efforts to bring that democracy to a region that has never relied on democracy. She has been concerned with the number of Americans who have died in a cause that sees no end with our goals intact. And she's correct. Russia tried for many years and failed. The United States has been fighting for 20 years, and we have not experienced overwhelming success when it comes to winning most of the hearts in that region. The Middle East is not Europe or Asia, and our efforts in the Middle East are not going to have the same outcome we experienced with the end of World War II. So what Tulsi Gabbard has brought to the Democrat Party is a questioning of the premise of a part of American foreign policy. No other candidates have dared approach that issue, and no one has really challenged Gabbard's premise. By the way, Gabbard's premise is much closer to Donald Trump's promises made during the 2016 election. To be sure, President Trump's current efforts include negotiating with the Taliban in order to secure our honorable exit from Afghanistan. But Gabbard's stubborn refusal to extricate herself from the race for the Democrat presidential nomination has meant that she is vacating her seat in the House. That means after a new Congress takes over in 2021, her voice will not be heard, a voice that questioned our long time efforts in various parts of the Middle East. While her votes on many issues have not been anything conservatives could support, her voice of questioning questionable foreign policies has been a valuable asset in the halls of Congress. She never had a chance to win the Democrat nomination, but with her exit from the halls of Congress, a voice for a reasonable foreign policy will be absent in the new Congress. That is a voice that is needed and will be sorely missed. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.